Well, hello, and welcome to Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. I'm Kathy Muni, Reverse Mortgage Specialist and Senior Loan Officer at Silverleaf Mortgage, and I'm joined in the studio today by Bob Muni, my husband, and also a Reverse Mortgage Specialist and Senior Loan Officer at Silverleaf Mortgage. Bob, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's every way.
Yeah, 42 years. Yeah, and counting. So we have some great stories today and some fun things to share with people. But again, I want to circle back to the myths. You know, I got a call from a lady this week, and she kind of felt like she wanted a reverse mortgage, but she said, but I understand that when I pass away, the bank will keep all the rest of the equity, right? And I'm like, no, not right. The equity in the home would go to your heirs. And we always encourage our clients to have a will so the home can pass smoothly to the heirs and not get caught up in probate. And so she was quite surprised to learn that her son need not forfeit the home altogether, right? That if he wanted to keep it, he could refinance the loan balance and keep the home. Or if he wanted to sell it, he could sell and keep the remainder after the loan was paid off, the rest of the equity that's in the home. So that was very encouraging to her, and she's going to move forward.
You know, it seems like we continually fight an uphill battle trying to combat these myths and misperceptions. You know, I've got a full head of hair, but a few weeks ago, it was almost all gone because I wanted to pull it all out. From this article that was written in USA Today, you'd think that a national newspaper would have, you know, reputable information. But there was an article that was written in there, and it was a hit piece.
It was a hit piece.
On reverse mortgages. I mean, the facts were true. There were elderly people that were in foreclosure that had reverse mortgages. But that's all that was really said. And it made reverse mortgages sound like they were awful. When you dig a little bit deeper, the real truth is that these folks did have a reverse mortgage. And one of the obligations you have is to pay your taxes and insurance. And they didn't. And I was sharing this with a professional and just kind of venting a little bit. And he said, well, what do they expect? They don't pay your taxes. The government is going to take the house.
Right. It doesn't matter what kind of mortgage you have.
No.
You still have to pay property taxes and insurance.
Absolutely. And so they put all the emphasis on how awful a reverse mortgage was, but the people didn't pay their taxes. Right. And who knows how long they'd had that reverse mortgage? Who knows how long that reverse mortgage had been a godsend to them, allowing them to stay in their home
right.
much longer than if they had not done it. And so it makes me mad when people take these stories and paint them in such a way that it's the reverse mortgage that's the culprit. When any person with a mortgage, without a mortgage, if you don't pay your taxes, guess what? You're going to lose your house.
That's right. That's so true. And I think that's an important fact. It isn't the reverse mortgage causing the problem. It's the lack of paying taxes and perhaps homeowners insurance, but mostly it's taxes, because the government isn't going to let you get away with that forever.
No, but somehow it's the bad guy. And that's the kind of misinformation and pictures that are painted that leave people with misperceptions, with a little bit of trepidation about taking the plunge into doing a reverse mortgage, because they hear these stories from these otherwise potentially reputable newspapers and outlets, and they get this thought in the back of their head, reverse mortgages are problematic, when it's just not true.
That's right. It is not true. So the basics are that if you want a government-insured reverse mortgage, at least one of the borrowers must be 62 years of age. It can be done only on a primary residence, not on a secondary residence or vacation home or something. It's your primary residence. And it can be a single family home, a multi-unit, so, you know, a duplex, triplex, quadruplex, as long as you're living in one of the units. It can be a town home, a hobby farm, manufactured home, modular home if you own that land underneath it, and a condominium that's FHA approved. That's for the government approved HECM, home equity conversion mortgage product. Now, Silverleaf Mortgage also has products that can serve people as young as 60 and in condominiums that are not FHA approved. And we've done that for folks in Lanai condos in downtown Denver and Foxdale condos, also in the Denver area. So, if that's you and you're a little younger or you live in a complex that isn't FHA approved, let me know. My name is Kathy Muni. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. And let's just talk and go through the numbers together and see if this might be something that would benefit you.
You know, I was talking to someone just before we came over here, and it's a very typical situation in that, you know, I've heard of a reverse mortgage, but I really don't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. And so we talked for a bit. We talked about, you know, what they could do. They didn't owe anything on their home. And I told them their options of they could have monthly income. They could have money in a line of credit. They could have money at closing with the remainder a little bit later. And it was a great conversation in the fact that they took the time to get educated.
Right.
And then they asked for some material to be sent. And I say all the time, and we both say, our job is to educate. Whether it's a good fit is up to you. But take the time to ask the questions. Find out what the real facts are so that when you're making a decision that could be potentially life-changing in either direction, if you do it, it may improve your life. If you don't, it may not. But the fact is that you need to make decisions based on real information, not half-truths, innuendos, and things that are just flat out lies.
Right. And many times well-meaning people try to give advice. But if I tried to give advice about medical issues, I'd probably fall very short of the professional medical doctor. Yep. Likewise, the medical doctor, the attorney, even the financial planner or accountant is likely to fall far short of good advice concerning reverse mortgages, or at least providing that information, because they don't really know. Ask them. If somebody says something negative, say, how do you know that? And who did you speak to get that information?
And, you know, not to disparage anyone, because professionals are busy and they don't always know everything about everything. They've got
right.
their niche.
None of us
but
do.
I sit on the board of the Financial Service Professionals, which encompasses financial planners, insurance agents, CPAs, and other folks of that ilk. And they're very intelligent, very astute people, but a good portion of them know nothing about reverse mortgages.
Right.
So if your first reaction is, well, I'm going to talk to my financial advisor, ask them.
Yeah.
What do you know about reverse mortgages? Do you know anything about it? And you know, if they're honest and say no, great. That give me a call. At least they're not going to mislead you.
Right.
So just because somebody is in a profession that you think should know doesn't mean that they actually do. So we're the ones you can always get the straight scoop from.
That's right. Silverleaf Mortgage, we're located in the Streets at South Glen. That's an outdoor mall on the corner of University and Arapahoe. And we'd love for you to drop into the office and see us. We are A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. The statistics came out in April that we were 42 in the nation for doing the number of reverse mortgages that we do. And we are the top reverse mortgage broker in the state of Colorado by volume. So we have the experience needed to tackle any problem that comes up on a reverse mortgage.
And just to pat myself on the back a little bit, I was visiting with someone. By the way, thanks to the folks who came out to our series of seminars.
Yes.
We had great turnouts in Castle Rock, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. And we spoke to a lot of people, and I've talked to, you know, three of those people very specifically about reverse mortgages. And I was visiting with one yesterday, and they paid me a great compliment. And so since nobody else was there to tell the story, I'll tell it. They said that they had looked into reverse mortgages several times over the years, and it just really didn't make any sense to them. They didn't really get their arms around it. And we spent about an hour and a half together. I answered all their questions. I did a presentation, explained everything to them, and the light went on. They said, you know, all these times that we've had people come out and talk to us, you're the first one that we really understand it and are comfortable with the thought. And so, again, give us a call. We know what we're doing and we're good at it.
That's right. Well, congratulations, Bob. That is good to hear. I have heard that from clients too, that they understand it. And you know what I really think is that sometimes there are other loan officers out there who themselves don't truly understand it, because they do mostly forward or regular mortgages and the occasional reverse mortgage. We do 95% reverse mortgages, and we are good at the other type of mortgages, but we are great at reverse mortgage. So I wanted to tell a story, because this has happened a couple times now, where the children of a client, someone that I helped with a reverse mortgage, their children have called me. In one case, it was because the father had passed away, and they wanted to know, you know, how do we keep the house? Or how do we sell it? What are our options? How do we go through it? And so I was so pleased to be able to help them and just help them navigate that. It's a difficult time, and they needed someone who would give them good input. And then the other is a couple of the children of a fellow that I did a reverse mortgage for are now 62, and the other one sibling is a little older. But now they would like to do a reverse mortgage. They saw how it worked for their father, and it was a pretty good thing. Their goal is to get rid of a mortgage payment and to have some money out to pay off credit card debt and just make their retirement much easier. So not so much monthly outgo, you know, and this is the way to do it. So I'm very happy to be able to do that.
Yeah, and just going back to what you said before, because I really feel compelled that when you've got a specialty item like this, you don't want to go to somebody who dabbles in it. You don't want to go to someone who does maybe one or two or three a year.
Right.
You want someone that does this full time, that knows the ins and outs, can hold your hand, can give you the best advice, and is not just trying to get a loan closed to make some money. And there's nothing wrong with that, but if they don't know what they're doing, they're not going to be able to help you best. And you know, just share a little bit about both of us, give you a little bit of insight. We both have education backgrounds. We're both teachers at heart and come from a background, even a vocational ministry. So when we say that we want to educate and serve, that's the point of view that we're coming from. We're educators and ministers at heart. Minister is just another word for servant. And so we want to teach and we want to serve. And that's our heart. Now you know a little bit more about us.
That's right. That is actually just right. What I always say to folks is there's no pressure and no obligation. My job is to get you the correct information, answer your question, those of your children, your attorney, your financial planner, whoever it is, so that everyone has the correct information, and then you all make a decision. And oftentimes I'll have people call me and they're like, yep, I want a reverse mortgage. And we get through the loan application. I'm like, okay, so you tell me, what's the next step? Would you like me to come to your home? Because I do house calls. Would you like to get something in the mail? You know, you tell me how you want to proceed. So there's no pressure. I'm not, chasing people down. It's just,
I always tell folks when I'm following up, I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to have any pressure, but I want to pleasantly be present. When you're ready, I want to be there.
I like that. That's really good. That is good. So on that note, we do make house calls, and you know, we want to get a little basic information from anyone who calls us. If someone calls me, you know, I ask about four questions, and that will help us to know if the loan will even work, because that's, you know, the first thing to determine, will the numbers work? And if they will work, then we go to step two, and that's what are your goals? What is it you're trying to accomplish with the reverse mortgage, so that we can structure it in such a way that it meets your needs and it accomplishes the goals that you're trying to reach? And then from there, if a loan application is taken, then I come and visit. And we also, at Silverleaf Mortgage, we do something that no other company will do, and that is we do a pre-appraisal inspection to be sure your house is ready for the appraisal. Most companies just say, okay, great, here's the loan application, thanks for the credit card, order the appraisal. Oh, it comes back, the value's low, there's a list of items that have to be fixed, and there you are, sitting with your appraisal. They can't finish the loan until you pay for all those repairs. Silverleaf doesn't do it that way. We want to head that off at the pass by making sure that the repairs are completed prior to the appraisal, so you can get the highest value, and you won't have an appraisal that comes back needing a ton of repairs.
Yeah, and that saves money, because if the appraiser has to come back, they charge again for doing that.
Right.
And we know it's not rocket science. It's a fairly short list of items that the appraiser is looking for. Most of them are fairly minor to us, but they're a big deal to the appraiser, because if they're not there, they need to be.
Right.
And so we make sure that those kinds of things are taken care of before the appraisal, so that it saves you money. You don't have to pay that extra fee that they charge to make sure that these minor things are done. And also, I keep my real estate license active, and that comes in so handy because I'm able to get into the MLS data, the multiple listing service, to pull real comps for people. I'm not just throwing a dart at a dartboard, hoping that the value is correct. Many times people think they have an idea of the value of their home.
Yeah, they use Zillow.
Or they use Zillow, which is, you know, it is usually off by a fair bit. And so it's throwing darts at a dartboard blindfolded. And I don't like that. I want to know that the value is at least within a narrow range of where the appraisal is likely to come in, because there's never a single value for a home. It's an art, not a science, appraising. But at least we can get you within the range of where we would expect it to be, so nobody is throwing their money away on an appraisal, and we know in advance what real numbers are going to look like.
Yeah, that's so good, Bob. And I've asked you to help me out that way, too. Because, you know, some of these out-of-state lenders who mail to people and they say, your home is now worth $561,000. Call us about a reverse mortgage. You know, sometimes that's just not true. And they have inflated that number for the value of the home because it makes the loan look super good. Like, you're going to get a ton of money if you do this reverse mortgage with us. But it's not really based in fact. And also, that out-of-state lender is not able to come to your home and visit. And sometimes that makes all the difference. Being able to actually see your home and see, you know, where it's at is so helpful. I want to emphasize that when we help you get the repairs done, there's no money out of pocket to you at that point at all. We have vendors that will wait to be paid after the loan closes. You know, it's just, we just want to really help you get ready for the appraisal in advance. So, my name is Kathy Muni. I'm with Silverleaf Mortgage. My number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. And I'd love to hear your story. Give me a call.
You know, you mentioned before about people that had called wanting to know about keeping the home or selling the home because their dad had died. And when you work with us, you work with our network. Mm-hmm. We were able to make a great recommendation on a realtor to help in that situation that was very conversant with that area and really, you know, make it happen for them. And it was we also have networks of people that are financial advisors and insurance agents and people that take care of roofs and homeowners insurance. And the whole gamut. So we've got a great stable of people that we can refer you to that will take great care of you. And, you know, it's not just us. You get everybody that backs us up.
That's right. And it's a network of people that we know are good people that we know have helped our other clients. It's not a, there's no reciprocation thing like a kickback or whatever that's called. It's just, we know this person is good at their job and they'll take good care of you. So yeah, that's a big part of it. We had a client not long ago that, needed repairs on their home. You know, so many times when folks get along in years, the maintenance is just not kept up with. And so this fella had solved the problem quite well. He had a motion detected light that was battery operated. When you went and started to go down the stairs into the basement, it clicked on, but it wasn't very bright. It was just a little light. Because he had blown out the real light that goes in the wall. So that's an electrical issue, right? So we were able to get an electrician out there to get that fixed. A couple of other things, crack in the ceiling and some repairs on the deck. But these are things that he said, you know, since my wife hasn't been with me, I haven't used the deck a lot, and it's really kind of just fallen apart. He needed help because those are things, in his case, that would be a health and safety issue. You can't have big holes in the deck, right? So we were able to get that done for him in advance of the appraisal, and it increased the value of his property as well as making his home more safe for him. So it's something we do regularly, and it blesses us to bless others.
You know, statistics are out there that say regularly that most people, when they retire, their single largest asset is the wealth that's in their home.
Right.
And, you know, increasingly, I work, like I said, with financial planners and people in that genre, and they tell us that if you use the wealth in your home as part of an overall strategy, that you end up with more money at the end. And it's just getting past this mind block, this emotional hurdle that people have and saying, well, I don't want to touch the equity in my home. But it's like, you know, all of having an attachment to the retirement fund that you had invested in order to draw on when you retired. It's the same money. And when working together, you actually end up with more money in the end than if you don't treat your home wealth as sacrosanct. And one of the strategies, not to get off into the weeds, is something called sequence of returns. People that have money in their retirement accounts or in stocks, bonds, other kinds of things, and there are down years in those markets. And so if in a down year, following a down year in a market that you've got your money in, you use the money in a reverse mortgage, it gives your other accounts time to recover. So why would somebody that says, I don't need any money, I'm doing fine, I've got these other accounts, and I don't really have a need? Well, you very well right. could, because you could do better by using the reverse mortgage to use sequence of returns. And you know, there's great examples out there where in an instance that they tracked, a person that didn't use the sequence of returns because they didn't use their housing wealth, they ran out of retirement funds in 23 years because of the down market. The other example where they used the retirement funds and their housing wealth in sequence best, their funds lasted 30 years and they had over $1 million left.
Yeah, it's something to look into. The reverse mortgage is not just a mortgage of last resort. Like I've you know, everything is gone and now I have to do a reverse mortgage. More and more people are realizing that it is a prudent financial decision in many cases to really be able to fund longevity in retirement. And another thought is this. I know you've used this term before, that it's like equity insurance, because when you do the reverse mortgage, especially if you have the line of credit that's going to grow at about 5% a year, compounding annually, and that is guaranteed, it really insures the amount of equity you have, because folks say, no, I want to keep the equity for the kids. Well, that's all well and good as long as their home continues to appreciate and the money is accumulating. But if the housing market were to crash, what's left for the kids? Not a whole lot. But if you've put a reverse mortgage in place and that growing line of credit is growing, even if the housing market crashes, the line of credit continues to grow.
And so, it's guaranteed to be there.
Right. So, you know, these are the details that we're kind of getting into the weeds here. But give me a call and let's talk about it. I'd be happy to explain exactly how it works in more detail just for you. My name is Kathy Muni, and my number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041.
Just to punctuate what you said, I want people to understand, if they create a line of credit at, you know, that's $200,000 when they're in their early 60s, and 10, 15 years later, that line of credit is over 400 to approaching 500,000, and the housing market crashes and their house is worth only 300, the full line of credit is guaranteed to be there no matter what their house is worth. Equity insurance.
That's like, boom. Blows your mind. But it's the truth. And so, you know, many people have taken advantage of that.
So if you're in need of some extra income each month, or you just have need for an emergency fund, or you want to increase the available funds, you want to provide equity insurance for yourself, you want to help your kids, you want to maybe buy another house, no matter what your financial need is, we can talk to you about how a reverse mortgage can help you meet it, because it's such a flexible product with so many different options that you can even take in combination. Right. We've talked to folks where they get monthly income and a line of credit and cash at closing. They get all three benefits because that's what they wanted.
That's right. I talked to a lady just this week. She would like to buy a home in Arizona because the snow is just too much. And she wants to have a home in Arizona. Well, great. With her amount of equity, she's able to do that. Pull out the money, buy the home free and clear in Arizona. And what could be better? Then she has two homes that are appreciating and she can escape the snow in the winter.
And no payments.
And no payments. Yeah, exactly. No payments on either property. Well, we really appreciate you tuning in. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a wonderful week, and God bless.